Shalom, this is Billy Brim and the Voice of One Witness radio broadcast. However, today we have two witnesses. We have a witness of VE Day, May 8th, 1945. Francine Lovell is here. She was there living in Paris when this great breakthrough came. And she's been talking about it all week. So you can go back online. This is archived and you will want to hear her. Now, the Lord spoke to Francine and told Francine that he had accepted our prayers of the 5th of May, and that he was signing a truce with America, that we were to re-enter covenant, we were to turn back to the things of God. And Francine wanted to point out today that the one that is responsible for the turn is not the whole nation of America. Mm-hmm. Who is responsible?
The church. The church is responsible to do the turning for America.
That's right.
Yes.
And if we turn.
On behalf of America.
On behalf of America, yes. Which we did when yes. We prayed on the National Day of Prayer.
Yes.
Then we, that counts.
Yes.
And it counted yes. with God.
Yes, 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 yes.
And it was the members of the church on the Mayflower.
Yes, great unity has happened in America within the church members.
Yes.
Right.
We had great unity on that prayer day. We had people from every state in the United States. Every state. We had them sign up before that we knew they'd be there. And they were there. So we had a representative from every one of the states. And so after that great day of prayer, we met. Our next regular day of prayer was here on Prayer Mountain on May 8th. And it was Mother's Day. And so I went to bed Saturday night thinking about the power of the prayer of that mother, Hannah, and about how she prayed in Samuel, her son. Now, bless the Lord. Praise the Lord. I have to get 1 Samuel here because you'll need your Bible too. I think you should get this out. The Lord unfolded as we came that day, and we were still kind of a little bit euphoric because we really felt that it had counted, that National Day of Prayer. And then, you know, Osama bin Laden had died. And I saw in that it was the vengeance of the Lord and that he had used the hand of the United States, particularly the Navy SEALs, he had used that hand as the two-edged sword of judgment. And while the death of Osama brought curse to some, it brought blessing to others. And so we saw this. We talked a little bit about the vengeance of the Lord. And the meeting unfolded. And we began to look at Hannah's prayers. We saw that Israel was in dire straits when Hannah prayed. Israel's leader at the time was the high priest Eli. He was old, and his sons, to whom the priesthood was to fall, were in terrible sin. They were even having intimate relations with women at the door of the meeting, at the tabernacle. And Satan, of course, was behind all of this, all the rebellion of his sons and the meanness of them. And he was trying to bring down the chosen nation through its heads. But God was at work. He closed a woman's womb and gave her an intense desire for a son. You should read 1 Samuel 1. Mm-hmm. And she would not be denied, even though her husband said, I'm better to you than 10 sons. So intense was her desire that she promised him to the Lord if she would have a son. He would give her a son. You can follow that account in detail. We did in our Sunday afternoon prayer, which you can get. That's the CD you can get. And you can go right along with us as we followed exactly what she did, how she prayed. And then the priest spoke to her. He first thought she was drunk. And then he spoke to her and answered and said, go in peace, and the God of Israel grant your petition that you've asked of him. And she said, let your handmaiden find grace in thy sight. And she went her way and did eat, and her countenance was no more sad. She received by faith the word of God's man, the priest, the high priest. She went home, the baby Samuel came, and then when he was 5 years old, she brought him back to the tabernacle of the Lord to serve the Lord. So she did receive her son for whom she prayed. She had no idea what she was really receiving, though, because Israel was in danger of its very priesthood, which was the high, that was the governing part at that time, after the judges and the priest, of it going down. But she prayed and God gave a little son. The Bible says that the word of the Lord was precious. That means they didn't have much of it. They didn't have much open vision. But this little boy came and he started hearing from God. You know the story, little Samuel. Shmuel, the Lord said. And he answered the Lord. And then God gave him a word for Eli. And of course, in all the days of Samuel's rule, the Bible said that they had peace in the land. And so then Samuel, he was the prophet. And you know that to Samuel, he recognized David. And he anointed David. So the David, of course, is he's the type of the Lord Jesus Christ. But here's an interesting thing. And we looked at this in detail. When she prayed, and oh, what a prayer she prayed, what a prophetic prayer of praise she prayed in 1 Samuel chapter 2. You must read it word for word. But in verse 5, in her prophetic prayer, she said, "The barren hath borne 7. But then we go down to verse 21, and it says, "Jehovah visited Hannah, and she conceived and bore 3 sons and 2 daughters." That's 5. And the child Samuel, that's 6. But she said she bore 7. We find the answer in verse 10. The adversaries, and this is her prophetic prayer again. "The adversaries of Jehovah shall be broken to pieces. Out of heaven shall he thunder upon them. Jehovah shall judge the ends of the earth. And he shall give strength unto his king and exalt the horn of his anointed." His anointed is Mashiach. His Mashiach, his Messiah. It was out of Hannah's mouth that the words first came, his Messiah. It was out of her mouth that he's also the king. He is the king Messiah. Another thing in this prayer, she was the first one when she prayed the prayer to receive her son, she addressed God as Yahweh Sabaoth, God of hosts, God of armies. That means he's the God of all creation. And if it takes it, I want you to bring all your armies into force and get me this son. This intense desire brought forth not only her son to lead Israel then, but it brought forth Israel's ultimate leader, its King Messiah, in this one woman's prayer. Now, as we prayed this Sunday, and when you get the CD, you're going to hear how it all evolved, you might say, that the Lord gave us a new assignment. He gave us on May 8th, 2011, a new assignment. It can be seen as a further direction in the assignment that we already had to pray in an awakening to God. But he gave us the new assignment to pray in a leader for America. It might be leaders, but the way we heard it was pray in a leader. Pray in a leader for America. Now this leader, he didn't say anything more to us. He didn't tell us what this was. My granddaughter, when I called her Hannah to tell her about it, she's a prayer. She said, "Well, does this mean a president?" He didn't say that. He simply said, "Pray in a leader." I believe that this leader can be governmental. This leader might be a spiritual leader, but he has to be like a Moses. He has to have that kind of an anointing on him or her. We don't know, and we'd know better than to mix politics with this. Hannah had no idea. I'm talking about Hannah, the mother of Samuel. She had no idea how her prayer would be answered. But she did know that she had intense desire. We are asking God to give us the intense desire to pray for the leader and for the leadership his hand and his plan desires and America requires to fulfill her destiny. He received us, as he told you, Francine.
Mm-hmm. Amen. Yes. Where would you like me to go now?
I would like you to talk about that you did hear from the Lord, and you believe you did hear from the Lord that things have turned.
That things have turned, and what I want to say is that the Lord is, this time, our Lord Jesus Christ is not returning as a lamb.
That's right.
He's returning as you said in that passage about Hannah, that Hannah prayed and said, Jehovah shall judge. He is returning this day as a judge. He's returning with a firm
hand. Yes, he is.
And we read in Isaiah chapter 59, verse 17. For, of course, this is addressed to Israel. Nevertheless, we can apply it to America today. For he put on righteousness, talking about the Lord, as a breastplate and a helmet of salvation upon his head. And he put on the garments of vengeance for clothing, as was clad with zeal as a cloak. And then verse 18, 59, 18, according to their deeds, according he will repay fury to his adversaries, recompense to his enemies, to the islands which are the nations. He will repay recompense. So shall they fear the name of the Lord from the west and the glory from the rising of the sun. When the enemy shall come in like a flood, this is how it should be written. When the enemy shall come in, comma, like a flood, the Spirit of the Lord shall lift up a standard against him. What I believe the Lord has done, the Lord has lifted the standard for America. We have lifted the flag. We are to honor the flag and honor the nation. And the Lord is lifting the flag. And in verse 21, as for me, says the Lord, this is my covenant with them, meaning America, says the Lord, my spirit that is upon thee, and my words which I have put in thy mouth shall not depart out of thy mouth, nor out of the mouth of thy seed, nor out of the mouth of thy seed, says the Lord, from henceforth and forever. Because covenant is a generational, ongoing covenant forever.
You know, we talked a little bit Sunday, and you'll hear this on the CD when you order it, that when it speaks in Isaiah 61 of the Messiah, the Anointed One, it says in Isaiah 61:1 that when he comes, he will come to preach good tidings unto the meek, bind up the brokenhearted, proclaim liberty to the captives, opening of the prison to them that are bound, proclaim the acceptable year of the Lord, or the Jubilee, and the day of vengeance of our God. When Jesus repeated this and announced in Nazareth in the synagogue that he was this Anointed One, he stopped before saying the day of vengeance of our God. But in the passage just read, we see that there comes a time when he deals with wickedness in this earth that he does put on the garments of vengeance. And I do believe, like she said, he's coming as Yahweh Sabaoth. And things are happening right now. Praise the Lord, it ends up Jesus is coming. Mm-hmm. Call us at 1-800-972-3447 and ask for the CD, Pray In a Leader. And this is Billy Brown and, of course, Francine saying Shabbat Shalom until Monday.